USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Russia is dismissing the arrest warrant that was issued for President Vladimir Putin by the International Criminal Court. A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman says ICC decisions have no meaning for Russia. The warrant accuses Putin of war crimes over reports that Ukrainian children are being deported to Russia. President Biden is backing the court's decision, calling it justified and saying the move makes a very strong point despite not being internationally recognized by either the U.S. or Russia. The president is urging Congress to crack down the CEOs of failed banks. He's calling for lawmakers to give the FDIC more power to punish executives who need a government bailout after a bank's failure. Biden's request comes after the recent failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Plans are taking shape for the possibility of an indictment of former President Trump.
Security preparations are being outlined for Manhattan Criminal Court. WNBC-TV reports multiple law enforcement agencies are conducting preliminary assessments for in and around the courthouse. The security would be ready should Trump be charged in connection to giving hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Authorities are investigating whether Trump falsified business records in connection to the $130,000 payment made to Daniels before the 2016 election. Trump has denied an affair with Daniels and allegations related to the payment. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Wyoming is set to become the first U.S. state to ban abortion pills. A bill signed yesterday by Republican Governor Mark Gordon outlaws the prescription, distribution, sale, or use of any drug for the purpose of procuring or performing an abortion on any person. This comes as a federal judge in Texas considers a nationwide ban on an abortion pill approved by the FDA more than 20 years ago. And the COVID-19 drug Paxlovid is one step closer to full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. An FDA committee voted 16-1 Friday in favor of Paxlovid, saying it was safe and effective for treating COVID-19 in high-risk adults. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Friday was one for the history books at the men's NCAA basketball tournament.
The day was highlighted by three upsets. First was Fairleigh Dickinson, which made history as just the second 16 seed in tournament history to beat a number one seed when they knocked off Purdue 63-58. 11th seeded Pittsburgh also pulled off an upset win over 6th seed Iowa State. Then 9th seed FAU beat Memphis. The action continues today with the beginning of the second round in the field of 32. 8 games are on the slate today, with 8 more Sunday. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. is investigating claims that TikTok's parent company is spying on American citizens. The Justice Department and FBI are looking into the company ByteDance, which was allegedly involved in the surveillance of U.S. technology journalists, as well as more broad spying on general users. The Biden administration threatened to ban TikTok in the U.S. if ByteDance didn't sell its stake to an American company. The latest atmospheric river headed to Southern California next week could bring 1 to 2 inches of rain to San Diego County with 3 inches in the mountains.
We're looking at the next atmospheric river maybe starting as early as Monday afternoon, and then it'll last through Tuesday and into Wednesday. The atmospheric river portion looks like it's targeted for Tuesday.
Alex Tardy with the National Weather Service says this one will be colder than the last few storms, meaning a chance for snow at the highest elevations.
Dave Collins reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.